Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
What I feel like in the beginning of most of these episodes, you don't feel like you're ready.
I'm never ready.
Why?
That's life, though. You can never, because you ever notice the more ready you are, the more let down you are? Like the more you study for tests and you fail. If you ever just don't study for tests and you fail anyways, you're like, I would have failed anyways. That's kind of my life motto. It's like, just go into it without studying and figure it out.
So just fear. You're like a fear-based model.
Yeah.
I'm so scared that I'm not going to put myself forward. So when I do fail, I didn't try.
You set the bar low so you exceed every time. It's like when you got a shitty gig in like Omaha and you're like, well, this isn't going to be nice. And you come back and it's fucking great. I got like Laffy Taffy on the plane because you're so impressed by such little things.
But I feel like when I have that mentality, when I'm like, oh, this is going to be shitty. This is going to be the worst thing ever. I like manifest it to be the worst shit ever.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen to you? I feel like I have like an ability. Like, I feel like I have a little bit of mysticism in my bones. Like, I'm like maybe like a warlock. Like, 18 generations ago, like, my family were like warlocks or someone. Because I'm like really good at guessing numbers and stuff. Uh-huh. And I drink like bat blood.
That might do it. I don't think it's the warlock. The bat blood might do it.
Oh.
Yeah. What does bat blood taste like? Like a warm Jaeger kind of?
It's like a cinnamon. It's like a cinnamony. Like a
I
warm.
Like cinnamon.
Like nutmeg.
Cinnamon or nutmeg. That sounds pretty good.
It's not bad.
Do you think the bats taste sweeter because they hang upside down? All the, you know, it comes
the
down.
The juices.
Yeah. Well, it marinates better, you know?
Yeah.
It's more evenly spread throughout.
It's exactly like a steak. If you know, you cook a steak and you let it, like, you're supposed to leave it alone for 5 minutes so the juices can
It's like
coagulate.
A bat hanging upside down.
It's a bat hanging upside down.
So when bats walk on their feet, are they upside down?
Oh, man.
All the stoners listen to this. You weren't ready for that.
Hold on. Run that back for me one time.
So when bats stand on their feet, are they upside down? Hits blunt.
Honestly, I'm not high, but I can't. I'm blown away. I can't even visualize it.
Dude, they just lay on their side. They're like, I can't think about this. So
the
bat, like, this is the eyes right here.
Okay.
Well, you know, with the fingertips.
You look like you're fingering a lady in the air.
Well, yeah, you know, air guitar.
Yeah. Okay.
Air guitar is just really just fingering. Nothing.
You know, people play professional air guitar.
Dude, you want to get pissed off? The Whole Foods by my house has a rack that says free air guitars, and they have spots where you can put your air guitar. After I saw that, I was like, you know, Santa Monica, if a tsunami hit and that sign went with it, I'd be a little bit more happy. Fuck my apartment. The free air, what is it called? Air guitar?
Dude, gone. I am so infuriated right
dude,
now.
Dude, I'll take a picture.
They have a place. To put their air guitar with their ironic bullshit.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Oh, it's terrible.
I never want you to sponsor us Whole Foods. I never want to eat your shit again, you piece of shit.
It's ridiculous.
Oh!
I'm going to steal it and just... Dude, it's honestly like a real rack. Like, somebody made that. Somebody put in the request form. They're like, Denise... Where are we looking on the air guitars? Is the rack in yet? Well, we open on Tuesday and we don't have the rack yet. I don't know how we're supposed to open.
How do we do a Whole Foods but with no rack?
That, if somebody asked me what's Santa Monica like, it's like, well, let's just say we have racks for our air guitars. And that just alone is like, that's why people don't go to the west side. You don't see that shit in downtown LA.
Hey, let me ask you this. Have you seen someone
no.
walk in? You haven't.
I keep an eye on it. Every time I see it, I think about like, how could I throw this?
So you've never seen someone physically like walk in and then like have
dude,
to
it's out front.
It, like, put it
you know
down.
What's even worse? It's out front right next to where you charge your electric car. So if I saw somebody get out of their Tesla and then grab an air guitar, hey, buddy, I'm grabbing your neck and I'm doing time because you're the worst person in Santa Monica.
Dude, I'm going to take your air guitar off you and then I'm gonna smash it on your face.
AC/DC style. Oh, man.
I don't think you can do a salt and battery if you get hit with an air guitar.
Dude, that'd be so funny. You just rob the place. So like, what's in your hand? It's a guitar. It's an air guitar.
you're just appealing to the judge. You know what I mean? Like you're in trouble. Dude, did I ever tell you? I think I said on one episode that I got arrested. Very long story short, I had to go to the bail hearing after I got out of jail. And everyone is like, you know, they stand up and they're like, what are you in prison for, right? And they go, I sold an ounce of crack. Yeah. And then the next person, this is true. And then the next person was like, oh, like attempted murder. And they're like, Mr. Blossom. And I stood up and in front of a courtroom with like maybe 70 people and a judge, they go, what did you do? And I said, I stole a pink flamingo. And then, dude, everyone started dying laughing because it was like, it was real. The energy was dark.
Oh, dude, I had a similar thing. And everybody probably thought like, oh, this dude's telling jokes. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. And I didn't even think it was going to be funny because I was weeping in the cell. But like, you know what I mean?
In my head,
it was real. It was like real. And then I said, steal a pink flamingo, as if I said I killed my whole family.
You said it with like a little bit deeper voice, less octave. Like, yeah, bitch, pink flamingo.
What's up?
And they're like, is that a strip club? And you're like, no, plastic flamingo.
A plastic flamingo.
That happened to me.
Dying. What?
So I was in, when I was 17, I got a ticket for riding a skateboard without a helmet. That's the most California thing.
You are the whitest person.
Oh, the whitest person.
I think you're literally.
But here's the thing. So I got a ticket speeding, and then you know how the first year, I don't know, do you know this? Your first year of your license, you can't have anybody in the car.
I know that.
You New York people just, fucking brah, and then subways, and then, you know.
What was the brah part?
Dude, I don't know. I just feel like you say that, and it simulates New York. That or you're, but you
that's
know.
That's the sound. First of all, I'm not from New York. I'm from Maryland. But that's so funny that you're like, brr, it's like the sound that's.
Everybody I know on Instagram that's from New York, just they make more noises than the average Los Angeles person.
You know what's so funny is I make a lot of noises.
There's a lot of sound effects.
I do a lot of sound effects.
But you're not from New York, but you lived out there. So that's where you got a little bit of sprinkle of the brr on it.
Yeah. I do love doing sound effects.
I don't know what it is. It scares everybody around you, makes you feel better. If you're ever just sad, you let out a quick brrrr, and you're just like, what? And then you're like, I don't even know.
Here's the funny thing about New York. When I moved there, I was such like a class clown in my life. I would, you know, do crazy things in the street, just have everyone like look at me and like, that guy's crazy, whatever. And I like loved people giving me attention. But then I brought that type of activity to New York, and no one gave a fuck, dude.
Yeah, bro.
I would be in the street. I'd be like, hey, fucking, hey, man. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Dude, this guy's letting their nipples on fire, and they're like, yeah, just another Tuesday.
No one gave a fuck.
Nobody gives a shit.
Dude, I could have cut off my own kneecap, and they would have been like, all right, man, cut off your kneecap away from me, please.
Oh, yeah.
I'm late for fucking work.
Yeah, not on the blue line. Get the fuck out of here. So anyways, back to me being white. This is the whitest thing ever. So I got a ticket for driving people in the car, and then my parents took my car away. You know, that's just a very white punishment. I was like, I'll pay for the ticket. Like, you don't have to ground me. And they're like, we're gonna take your car away, so now you can't go hang out with your friends. So now I had to skateboard everywhere, and then one day I had my headphones in. I didn't hear a motorcycle cop who was like, walk, you know, you don't have a helmet. And then he pulls me over. So I had to go to court to contest the ticket because my friend told me if you bring a helmet to court, they'll dismiss it. So I'm in court in Oxnard, California, which is very how do I say,
I don't know what that is. New York sound?
No, you don't know what that is. It's like let's say the most popular football team there is the Cowboys and the Raiders. Does that give you a good perspective?
Mexican? Is that what you're trying to say? Why couldn't you just say Mexican like it's a bad word?
I don't know, man. Dude, 2019, bro. You can't be saying anything. You can't say Los Angeles is anything.
It's the name of the ethnicity, and you feel like you can't say it or not, whatever. Not ethnicity. I don't know where they're from.
Yeah. Anyways, Mexicans is what I'm trying to say. So this dude is like 16, and he's trying to get his shit lifted for Grand Theft Auto. Another guy stole another car, and my last name is Wallace, so I'm at the very end. I'm listening to all these dudes who are like stealing cars, stealing this, breaking around. And then I had to walk in. I was like, I am here because I didn't wear a helmet. And then the 14-year-old with a full-grown mustache just starts laughing at me. And it was very scary, but I walked out of there without a helmet ticket.
Did you wear the helmet? Like in
for
court?
Protection. Yeah. When I was running out, I was like, yeah, please right. do not.
They were like, you can't say Mexican. And then they went after
you. And they're like, stop whistling like that. Shh, shh, shh. And I was like, fuck. And then I just put on the helmet.
Now that I think about it, dude, I worked in a lot of restaurants in my life. And they would say, atrás.
Yeah, my high school had a lot of Mexicans, and whistling was like the second language. It might have been first language.
So what is that? What does it mean?
It means I can fuck you up in white person. Like, if you ever get whistled at, don't contest. Don't like fight back. Like, guys are just like, hey, what's up? Shh, shh, shh.
Really?
No, shh, shh, shh. If you slow it down and you spell it out, it says, what the fuck are you looking at? It's a weird, like, so the letters.
If you watch it on Instagram and they did the subtitles, people go, shh, 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 and yeah, then they're like, yo, move out of the way, I'll break your fucking legs.
Or it's like, you know, when
half.
You play like an Ozzy Osbourne record backwards, like right. Satanic, same thing. You just play this backwards and it's just like, what are you looking at, gringo? And then right. somebody just throws a dodgeball at you.
A dodgeball?
Handball, sorry. Handball.
Handball, yeah. Handball. I don't know if they're into dodgeball.
Big handball.
Oh,
handball.
Big handball community.
Big handball.
I can't whistle, by the way.
No? Give it your best.
That was.
All right, you're trying to get jumped in the gang. Okay, guns at your head.
Do you want me to do it?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
this is an honest attempt. That's all I got.
You sound like a wide-set vagina just trying to bless the whole world. Just trying to cool down your hot chocolate.
You sound like, I sound like in between two buildings in Chicago.
Yeah. Just, and that's why they make whistles. I can't really.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If I was getting jumped, I could whistle loud enough to where the guy jumping me could hear it. You know, it'd be like...
But dude, are you kidding me? The difference between that and me? This is what happened to me. I don't know if I ever told you this. I had to audition like a voiceover audition for some vegetable company, right? Yeah, it's already hilarious.
What vegetable were you voicetering?
Green Giant. That
oh,
one.
That's a pretty big one.
I kind of killed that.
IMDb, you'll probably get some bitch off that.
Oh, yeah.
Green Giant.
Like, who are you? I'd be like, Green Giant. And they would just get just immediate vagina.
That's crazy.
That dude is out there.
Oh, do you know who else is out there? The Red Robin guy. He's for sure fucked at least once, probably a hand job off. The Red Robin.
Dude, are they the same person?
Red Robin.
Green Giant.
I think so.
I think they... Did we just discover something on Ooh. Stiff Socks episode 3?
Damn, I think we did.
Available on iTunes.
Also on iTunes.
Hey,
so make
back.
Sure to like, share, subscribe, do all of that, and vote, and give us some stars, because that's how we get higher in the charts.
Yeah, give us all that stuff.
And Joe Rogan is a big fan of it, so we'll probably be up there with Joey pretty soon. So.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Whistling. My bad. This is what I was getting to.
Whistling.
The audition.
Right. Green Giant.
Green Giant. So I come in and I'm the last person on the list, which if you don't know anything about auditions, like going last is the worst because the casting director is insanely tired. She wants to get home to her fucking kids. She doesn't want to hear your stupid audition. You're not going to get it anyways. Okay. So True. I walk in there and essentially I'm voice overing a bird that whistles. So the bird says some stuff and then like the bird quote unquote tweets. Like, you know, at Twitter,
tweets,
and they go, and you're supposed to whistle after you say the line, right? And I go, and this is a woman that maybe was just presently, like maybe in the last week she got divorced. It's like she was not a happy person and she was exhausted. So I go in there and I go, ma'am, I'm so sorry, but I can't whistle. And she looked at me.
Well, fucking figure it out.
She like put her hands over her face. Like it was just she was watching like Mystic River. Like that's how depressed she was.
Oof.
Like as when I said that, she was so pissed that I said that. And then I go, okay, but like I was trying to save it. I go, well, I can make I can make bird noises.
He's like, yo, I can beatbox. He's like, the fuck out of here.
I go, I can make bird noises.
What bird?
And then she goes, okay, what does that sound like? And I go, tweet, 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 tweet,
to a professional person. How long ago was this? Tell me you were either 11 or 12 years old.
No, this was like, this was 2.5 years ago.
You were a full-ass adult.
Full-ass.
And with full-grown confidence, you said, this is what a bird sounds like.
Yep. And I said, tweet, 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 tweet. Like if you looked in, like you Googled sound effects for a bird, cartoon bird, it would say that.
Yeah.
And then she looked at me. She goes, okay, I guess we can move forward. Like, she just sort of said, get out of my office.
Yeah.
Like, you and I can't whistle. I would do it. And then I just did the lines. And, the line was like, oh, man, dude, we should talk. We should tell, Todd about broccoli. Tweet, 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 tweet. She was so pissed, dude.
Damn.
She hated me for life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, I can see why. That's. But then again, like, you got to. I mean, that's a terrible position to be in anyway. It's like, okay, you're playing a giant piece of broccoli or bird, whatever the fuck
a bird.
You are. Bird.
And no one told me I was supposed to whistle.
No.
Here's the thing. The whistling is never important. It's never important. As an adult, when do you need to whistle? You need to whistle maybe at your kids,
kids
if they come
soccer
over.
Game, yeah.
Kids soccer game, if you need them to come over and have some orange slices. And then maybe if you're a fucking creep and you want to whistle at a lady.
If you're in construction, you have to be able to whistle.
You have to
be
able to whistle.
That's one requirement.
But those are the two occupations. I'm not a dad, and I'm not a Mexican gangster, and I don't work in construction. So I don't need to whistle. This is the first time in my life that whistling was like super important. And she was pissed at me. Like whistling was like an ever. Don't mock me.
Bro, I'm trying to do the tweet tweet. What was the line?
You would, hey Todd, we should send this broccoli over to Brian. Give it to me.
Hey Todd, we should send this broccoli over to Brian. See, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because now I can't do it. I probably would have froze up.
Give it to me.
Hey Todd, we should. hey Todd, we should tell Brian to have some more broccoli.
It's not.
It's better than tweet tweet. It's better than that. Sounds like if Tweety Bird was to do a voiceover for a voiceover.
Dude, you know? Anything is better. That's so
See,
good.
Now it sounds like I'm trying to fuck the broccoli.
Yeah, you're trying to fuck the broccoli.
Yeah, honestly, all whistling sounds sexual.
Give me a little bit more. Hey.
But just one is too weird. If you don't have octaves in it, fuck whistling. That's where I'm at. Yeah,
that's where I'm at. Fuck whistling as. Yeah, that sounds
weird.
That sounds like you're being a creep to a lady that's just trying to get to her job at Baskin Robbins.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
And I'm just sitting there.
She's like, I hate my life, dude. Why are you whistling? Yeah, yeah.
Eating a bacon wrapped hot dog. Yeah, that's.
Dude, those New York City construction workers, they don't care.
I feel like their game is just like, I don't even know if it's good. It's just you can't hurt them.
Oh, no. Their game is to. Hey, guess what I did today? Oh, did you get a lady's number or maybe talk to her like a human being?
Right.
No, I just whistled at a bunch of them and his other friend, I guess, goes, dope, dude, way to go, you're a man. What?
Isn't that crazy how every building in New York is built on catcalls? Like every building, you knock on any piece of wood, but cat call was here.
Yeah, and you hit one, and it you can hear the
massage.
Yeah,
yeah. You knock hard enough, you just hear, "What's up?" And then it might be.
Hey, yo, bitch! Like you hear. Yeah.
It's hilarious. You can tell how old the building is by the piece of wood. Yeah. Hey, if you look here, this was made in 1993. Listen closely. Hey, yo, what's up with that broad ass? Oh, he said broad. Good for them.
And you hit one. You go. This was. You hit another one. This is a 1920. Hey, you got some nice stems. Like
oh, for sure, right? It's like early 2000s. Hey, bitch, what's your Hotmail? Hotmail. Okay, all right. That's pretty outdated. What's your Pokemon like? Oh, we're getting closer.
And here we go, 2004, 2004.
Hey, bitch, what the iPhone 10 look like? Oh, this was yesterday.
Here it is.
This was this morning.
We just finished construction, obviously.
Yeah, this is a brand new apartment. So every building, misogyny.
Oh, it's like a tree. You can just count the rings. You just know exactly how much.
100%, dude.
Oh,
the higher the building, the more massage it. Because they had to be louder. When they're building like a 13-story building, at the top, hey, yo, mama! They're yelling that. Yeah. Even the birds are like covering up the ears like, hey, chill.
And you know what the birds are saying? Tweet, 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 tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Killing it, dude.
Damn. Well, I think we just I can't talk today.
What? You just turned into a DJ, little
yeah.
Bit?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I just get a stutter, and then I just take the L, and I'm just like, I'm gonna let my brain just fizzle out on this one.
You used to stutter a lot as a kid, or no?
No,
I can't picture you as a kid. I have no
honestly,
idea,
bro. Like,
I don't know if you had friends. If you told me I was really popular, I'd be like, all right, cool. If you told me that you had zero friends and you used to read Harry Potter in the corner and facing away from everyone because you had so much social anxiety that you couldn't even look at another human being in the eye, I would be like,
so
okay,
you do know that- my childhood. No, dude, I always hung out with the older kids when I was younger, but I would get picked on by the older guys, but I was still stoked to be hanging out with the older dudes because then I was one of them, which built character, and that's why I'm a said comedian making what's up $8,000 a year. Ba 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 money bags.
Hey yo, man, yeah, let me get that money.
I hung out with the older guys and I was kinda like, you always get picked on. But when you're the young kid in an older guy group, you don't give a fuck. You're just happy to be there. It's like being a bench player on like, you know, like the 08 Lakers. Like, I'm just happy I'm here.
Yeah, because you can walk around to the other people that's not party crew and be like, what do you do? Oh, I'm a Laker, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And then when somebody else fucks with you, the older guys will step in like once on Blue Moon and be like, yo, that's our dog. And they're like, hey, am I? They're like, no. You're like, but it felt like it for a second. That's our bitch. You're like, dude. Yeah, I am the bitch. There's our, what, do you guys want any creamsicles? What's going on?
You're the creamsicle, dude?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I used to hang out with nothing but, when I was like young, I used to hang out with nothing but kids that are older than me, like way older, like 4 or 5. When you're like 10, someone who's like 14 is like 1,000 years old.
Oh, yeah, dude. Especially the first gap that like, oh, yo, Corey down the street, he's got a permit. What the fuck? Dude, he can drive with his mom. You're like, holy shit, dude.
Dude, I remember back in the day, I had friends that were allowed to stay in their house alone. And I was like, oh, my Lord.
What do you do?
Well, this guy must pay taxes as well.
He's a full-grown adult.
Oh, my God.
He's eating mac and cheese and a 401k. How does this work?
This guy just sitting on his couch drinking a Fanta, and I'm like acting like he's drinking like a full beer. I'm like, you have a Fanta by yourself?
Dog, dude. Is that an IPA or a root beer, dog? Might as well be the same thing. That is true, though.
But you remember when you were a kid, you like had actual, like, even if you had a dollar and you would go by yourself to a place and purchase a thing, anything, you felt like you owned a business.
Do you remember the first time you used a credit card or something like that? Like, I was waiting for them. They're like, cash or card? And I'm like, funny you ask, Sandra. And I'm at a 99-cent store, like, using a credit card for a 90.
It's dude, backwards. You have no idea how to use it, bro.
Well, she goes, I put in the card, and she goes, okay, and what's your PIN? And I was like, what? And she's like, what's your PIN number? I was like, I didn't know I had a PIN for a debit card. And then I just, like, froze, and I was like, can I just pay with cash, please?
Sandra.
I thought I was flexing. This was at a 99-cent store. First of all, like.
You remember, it really was a 99-cent store?
99-cent store, and I tried to pay with a card, and I didn't know that you needed a pin.
That's so funny.
So I had to go home and be like, yo, mom, what's my pin? She's like, oh, well, what were you trying to buy? I was like, chiclets. Chiclets from the 99-cent store. So, yeah, I feel that, how you get a little bit of money and you feel like you're
just
important.
Just like a dollar, dude.
Something.
Oh, man. Anything. Yeah, but so many older kids will hang out with you. And they got me into so much, like, trouble. But in the moment, I didn't think it was trouble. Like, I got into stealing. We talked about this earlier, but I got into stealing so much shit, and it was because it was just to impress them.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I stole a tennis racket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's a really expensive tennis racket.
Like a brand new one, or from like an old guy who had his back turned?
No, like a brand new one. Went to Sports Authority, and like a nice
fucking giant thing to steal.
Oh, bro,
how did you?
The thing is, I started stealing when I was so young that no one thought I was stealing. Like, if you're like 10, and I look young now, dude. When I was 10, I looked like I was 7, 8. And, like, so, that's so funny. I said it like it was,
yeah,
when you were 10, dude, I looked like 9.5.
I was like, oh, so you had one less tooth than that, I guess? 2 years?
But I look super young, so I'm walking out with a tennis racket. People are just assuming that my dad bought it or I bought it. Like, it's bananas to look at a kid that young and assume that he's stealing. You're not going to assume that I'm taking anything.
Yeah.
But I took an entire tennis racket, and you knew it was expensive because there was no, the strings. If you go into a store and it's not stringed, whatever the fuck,
it's just
like
body. It
dumb.
Was just frame.
Oh, you buy
skeleton.
A frame, bro? It shit is expensive. I don't know how much it was. But my boy, who I'm not going to say his name, he literally just was like, man, I really want that. And I was like, oh, you're older. I want you to think I'm cool. So I walked into a Sports Authority like a fucking Ocean 13, walked right up to the thing and just
took it off the thing
yeah.
and just walked out with it. And no one said shit to me.
Yeah, also the fact of knowing that you can't go to really jail, I don't think. It's like maybe juvie or something.
You go to juvie, dude. Because, I mean, a thing like that's like $200. Like, yeah. it's not cheap. Maybe even more than that. I don't
yeah, yeah, but as a kid, you could just be like, you just dumb it down a little bit and be like, I did not know, borrow, return. And they're like, oh, he's so cute. Look at him. Get over here. You want to be a big star one day, huh? You play tennis? Yeah.
And yeah, I love tennis. Exactly. Tennis is the best. And then they're just like, yo, all right, he's adorable.
Yeah, exactly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dude, I stole a bunch of stuff from Macy's.
Macy's,
and my mom caught me. She made me return the shit to the manager.
That's some white shit right there.
That is some
bro,
white
can
shit.
Can I tell you the funniest thing ever? My mom,
give it to
my
me,
mom's
dude.
Gonna get real mad at this, but it's
it
hilarious.
Doesn't matter. Here you go.
The first time I ever stole a bottle of alcohol, this is my white guilt kicking in. I stole a bottle of alcohol on the way to a party in high school, and we went into Ralph's, I think, or some shit, and we go to the bathroom to, like, make a plan. Like, all right, let's figure out, like, who's going to take what. And then by the bathroom, they have cases of untagged booze. Like the bottles, you know how they put the security clamps on it?
So oh, right, on the top of it, yeah,
they had a whole case of those without them. Oh. Me and two other guys, we put bottles in our pants. And then I was like, dude, this is too suspicious. Let's go buy something. So with bottles in our pants, we all right. buy chasers, go to the cash register, wait in a line,
oh, no.
pay for the chasers, and then walk out. Like, we're like, we can't look too sketchy. Let's buy something else. And then...
I mean, that logic holds up, I think. But uh-huh. were they like big bottles of liquor, like the small ones?
No, they were like...
The pints or whatever?
No, they were like the liters. It's like the one, not handles, but like the solid, like, you know.
Were you wearing like Janko jeans? Like,
dude,
how did you put them in your pants?
That's what I'm saying, bro. It was terrible. Like,
how did you
plus,
hold
we
it?
We probably weren't walking right. We probably looked like we were walking like after a Thanksgiving meal.
Right.
I'm not sure really.
Walking like you got a big ass dick.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
But, I think the confident, like, if they were just looking back at the video, they'd be like, these are just some good white Jewish kids trying to not feel too guilty about it the next morning.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying.
That's not how you steal.
If you walk into a thing with confidence and come out with the thing with confidence, confidence is a weird thing. You just look like, if you walk out with a tennis racket and you just look like you bought it, most likely they're not going to.
Oh, confidence is everything, yeah. And the fact that they're like, nah, these dumbass kids wouldn't be stupid enough to buy a Gatorade after they stole them. We're sitting there like, is this the right Gatorade? Oh, fuck, we can't go back now. They have blue ones over there, but I have the yellow one. I'm not moving.
Dude.
Just so funny.
Oh, dude, stealing stuff is just fucking, your heart is pounding.
That's like the most adrenaline you could have, really. But thankfully, Mom, I don't steal anymore. She heard the episode where I said I stole Sour Skittles, and she's like, do you really steal Sour Skittles?
Did you really?
Yeah. And I was like, come on, Mom. And I was like, Mom, if you think Sour Skittles is bad, just don't listen to anything else from here
Mrs.
on out.
Wallace, that is so adorable of you to think that your son is still stealing Skittles. Like, where do you think he is at in the social hierarchy that he is stealing Skittles?
Yeah,
still?
I have moved on to Snickers only, okay?
Yeah.
I just candy bars. Yeah, but
yeah, he moved on to just kilos in his asshole.
Yeah, I'm a drug mule.
Yeah.
For Guadalajara, actually. I think you're right, though. As a kid, stealing is like the most adrenaline you can get.
Yeah, it's just, it's all, it's just all, I think you can take over a plane uh-huh. with confidence. If you stand up and you go, everyone down on the ground.
You don't even have to be holding anything.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking this bitch over. If you stay, right. say it with enough confidence, I think you can get half the plane to get on the ground.
I'd say half, yeah.
I mean, I really think you could almost
right,
pick up a plane.
Right, in their eyes, they're like, he's got something that's already rooted saying. In here. He's got right. it under his shirt.
Right.
When nope. in reality, you're just like wearing like a V-neck and you're yeah. like, I'm just, this is a social experiment, if anything.
Yeah.
What's up, YouTube? You just guys got, that'd be the most awkward thing to slow. What do you do if you're midair and you do that? Right. Do they land for you or they're just like.
Oh, I think they land and then you go straight to jail.
Yeah.
Like the quickest to jail you've ever. And like a huge fine, because to land an airplane.
Yeah.
That's oh. got to be so much. Money to
yeah it. Damn well not that I'm ever thinking about doing that but like it would be funny like if you
it would be
with,
really
with
funny.
Enough power everybody get the fuck on the ground except for you in the back and the guys why me you're the chosen one
yeah you fucking know dude
yeah
you're like what it's did all I your do
you start blaming that guy everybody yeah. on the plane should be mad at him
yeah you know what you did on Christmas Eve he's yeah. like what the fuck did I do
exactly then other people on the back of the plane are like what did you do
yeah you fucking bitch
what did you you said his ham was good it was dry why would you say that
you said the cranberry juice was average
like cranberry juice. Yeah. Dude, fuck, man. I wish I had that stupid, like, money. You like you know, like, I feel like they'd do that on Jackass. They'd be like, what? We're doing this. And then oh, land plane right. and be like, what's up, guys? I'm Johnny Knoxville. And they're like, I love that show. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get away with everything.
Dude, another thing when I really would love to do if I was rich, and I talk about this on stage a little bit, but whatever, I would love to just walk around taking people's phones out of their hands rather than, mm-hmm. like, in mid-text and just fucking throw it as far as I can.
Dude, that's just an inconvenience, bro.
I know, but then watch them freak out and then hand them enough money. Where they'll be fine with it. That's because let me ask you this: how much money would it be if I was a stranger and I ripped your phone out of your hand and threw it, and you were like, "Dude, what the fuck?" And then I was
how
like,
much would
"And
make
then
me
I
feel
hand you
chill
and,
again?
Yeah, and then I hand you $2,000."
I was gonna say $2,000.
$2,000?
$2,000. Because you get a new phone for $1,000, and then that other $1,000 goes to the inconvenience of setting up the fucking iCloud, which takes an hour and a half of just yelling at the top of your lungs.
Oh my God. Dude, what is it about setting up shit
that was
that
the
makes
thing.
Me...
Yeah, because you're like, I'll throw the phone. I was like, fuck the phone. It's I have everything dialed in. I don't want to go redo all the apps and all the thumbprint and Face ID. That's the part I'd be most mad about.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Let me change it a little bit. What if nothing was backed up? What if nothing was backed
oh,
up?
Oh, $5,000. backed up?
It would have to be way more because all I yeah. do is write stand up in my phone.
Yeah,
so if you're saying Ooh. You're saying years and years and years of stand up is essentially yeah. gone, it would have to be a lot of money. It would have to be like $100,000 for me not to still fight you.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, I can't remember any of my shit. Dude, how many times you go through your phone and you find old shit? You're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Oh, I've been sitting on this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. I think, honestly, any amount of money will calm them down in the first place, right? Like, you throw the phone and then just hand them a stack. They're going to be like, what game show am I? MTV? What is going on here?
Like, right. But, like, imagine just getting handed like a $10,000, a stack, and you just hand you that fucking thing. Yeah, in the moment, I would be like, this is, I
oh, yeah. yeah. Or you, like, go to grab your back pocket and the cash isn't there. You're like, yeah. About to die. About to die. Yeah, phones aren't even a money thing. It's just, like, that's where your life is. Everything is on there.
Have you been walking around, your phone just dies? Your life ends.
Oh, yeah.
Your life is done.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what time it is.
Mm-mm.
You don't know where you are.
No.
You
I
don't
could be
know
in
anyone's,
my house
you,
oh, with the clock in front of me, and I was oh, like, buddy, I don't believe it.
I don't know how to read a goddamn, when there's lines on a clock.
Right?
When the thing is ticking, and then there's lines, and there's no digital.
Three hands, too much.
When someone fucking has the audacity to give me a time that's like half past the fucking whatever.
Quarter past noon, I'm like,
hey, bro. Yeah. Hey, my bad. Are we in?
Oh, this, should I pop an Adderall
for
this?
Is this Othello? You fucking Shakespearean yeah. fuck. Don't give me half past
that
the blah, blah,
true.
Blah. I still to this day don't know what that means. My mom will give me time like that. And I'm like, yo, I'm sorry, ma'am. I love you. Please say the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Dude, quarter, the phone is.
Quarter past the. Do I need a calculator to figure out what the fuck this
yeah.
is? I'm not gonna
That's
kill
aggressive.
You, mom. I love you. Yeah, it's a lot.
Or they're just 30 till.
30 till. That's exactly when you would go.
45 till.
That's exactly like when you say, how old is your baby? And they go, 71 months. And yeah. you go, you stupid fucking idiot.
Well, this child's gonna grow up and get bullied very well.
Oh my God.
71 months.
Yeah,
I don't know, like, what the. because you got to make that executive call. Once the baby is 12 months and one day, are you like, is he 1 in one day or is he 13 months in one day? You got to make that call.
Dude, I think that if you go above 9 months, it's over.
Yeah.
If you give me 10 months, the baby's a year. Just say almost a year.
Right.
11 months. I don't care.
Right.
You think I care that much that I need and the specificity of fucking 11 months?
The sad part is you don't even have to ask them how old the baby is. They just say it. Like, we'll just be standing there and be like, he's 7 months. And you're like, man, I'm waiting for my coffee. I don't give a fuck about Gerald, your son. I don't care about his giraffe bib.
I don't care. Your baby also looks like Morgan Freeman. I don't give a fuck.
Morgan Freeman as a baby. That's the toughest looking baby ever. Dude, if a baby looked like Morgan Freeman, I would call the CIA. I'd be like, you know, real quick, how was this baby 3, but also 3 away from 97?
I would also call the FDA because I'm like, yo, there is something medically popping off in the environment.
Can you imagine seeing a baby with gray hair? You're like, what? Why are you so stressed out? He's like, man, these titties, bro. Not like they used to be. I'm lactose now.
I can't get no almond milk out of
this. Can't get no goddamn oat milk in this damn place.
Bitch, you trying to say you ain't got no soy milk, bitch?
Right. Giving me the powdered milk, goddamn it.
Oh, man. All right, well, you know what? This is great, but you want to talk about what we did?
I do want to talk about what we did. We went and saw a psychic.
Dude, we went to Venice. And
the most prestigious place and very trustworthy place in all the world, Venice Beach. California. Maybe you've heard of it, seen it on the news, probably on an episode of Cops.
Yeah, it's really horrible. It's horrible. It's like, it's just a whole landmass of people that are high and homeless.
How do you describe it today? You said it was
I said it was like, it's like as if Times Square, but everyone was high.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
The walking pace is a lot slower, a lot more cut off sleeves, a lot of tattoos, a lot of eyebrow piercings. I don't know if you noticed those. There's a lot.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's just like a uniform to get into Venice.
Oh, yeah, dude. Those guys can't even go through TSA without their nipple rings setting everything off. Like, you from Venice? Like, yeah, go right ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just take the hemp plant out your ass and go ahead. And they're like, how'd you know? Yeah, we know.
What can I do?
So we went to Venice.
Yeah.
Because everywhere else out here, we asked them how much it cost to film in there. Well, we'd ask how much it cost, and they'd be like, $70. We're like, what about to film? They're like, $500. You're like, no, but on an iPhone, $500 for a podcast, $800. Why did it go up? I don't like podcasts. Like, well, fair enough.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to put it on Facebook, $80,000. Like,
right.
Why?
Just Instagram. Okay. Your mortgage. God damn it. God damn it.
Like my future mortgage? Because I don't have one right now. They're like, yeah, your future mortgage.
Exactly. And your firstborn child.
Anyway, so super good.
So we're like, all right, where's everything cheap and somewhat logistic? And Venice Beach came about. So
yeah,
went there, walked around, asked some people who are selling crystals where to get psychic stuff. And of course he knew. He was wearing sunglasses inside of a crystal shop. Why wouldn't he know? So he sends us to like this. It's literally an apartment on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
And you like walk up to her screen door. You can't see anything inside. And you kind of just go, trying to get my palms red. And then out walks a lady and she just goes, no cameras. And we're like, well... We're like, we'll give you $10 extra. And she goes, well, you gonna give me $500?
She went to $500. We go, give you, I think we said 20. We go, you give me $20 extra to film and you're not gonna be in it.
Yeah.
And then she goes, you got $500. What for what?
Right.
For what?
Well, she also said the camera drains her energy.
And then she actually said that after she said the $500. So essentially you're saying $500 doesn't drain your energy.
Fuels the energy, yeah.
Right, but
so
anything below that, the camera drains your energy. But the $500 is enough to push your energy up.
Oh, yeah.
You scam artist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's enough for her to buy like a bunch of new incense or whatever the fuck for her apartment.
I heard a bunch of kids in there.
There was a lot of kids.
There was a lot of kids, and I was scared for all of their safeties because, what is happening inside of a home that your mom is a gypsy? What happens there?
I don't.
Nothing regular. Nothing regular.
Does she come into like the job day at school and it's just like, everybody put your palms out? And you're like, are we getting robbed? No, the future. And you're like, fuck, even worse.
Oh, that's really cute that you think their kids go to school.
Oh, that's great. Actually, I think it would be hilarious. Like, her kids are like 3 and she's like, palms up. And she's like, what, mama? She's like, ah, fuck, you're not going to be a successful one. Like, she could just tell right off the bat.
Oh, that's true. Like, right out the fucking uterus. Like, the extension cord. I just said the extension cord. The umbilical cord.
The extension cord. Michael thinks all women give birth to a child and feed their child with an extension cord. So next time you're at Best Buy, don't say, is that an umbilical cord? Umbilical. Turns out we don't know shit about the women body. All I do know is women's do have the tots on their... What are the tits? Tots?
No, they're tater tots.
Tater tots. They also have esophagus, asparagus. What's the one?
Yeah. Trevor and I have never had sex before, so we don't know.
I saw a woman once, and it was the palm reader today. So luckily she didn't touch me, because who knows what would have happened if she did. But it was interesting how she read our palms. Like, yeah. She kind of, like, levitated over it. Like you know, when you're about to unlock your phone, and then you're like, I don't need this shit. Like, she did that with her finger.
Yeah.
For like maybe 10 seconds, and then she just started reading. She could read by the lines on your hand.
Can I tell them a little bit?
Yeah,
what she said? Okay.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
And then you can respond. This is yeah. Mentioned, right? So the first couple ones she said to Trevor, she said, going to have 2 or 3 kids, you have the patience for only 2. So she essentially said that you're going to have 3 kids. If you have 3 kids, you only have the patience for 2, but you might have 3. So what right. happens to the extra one?
And is it the extra one, or do I suddenly be like, man, fuck this middle child, Devin? And then Devin's like, well, what? I've been here the second longest. Or that is weird. You only get patience for, even 2 kids is a lot of patience.
1 kid is a lot of patience, dude. 1 kid is. You have to have the patience of Mother Teresa, and then you have to have 3. But you don't have the patience for 3, so don't have 3.
Three's pretty, like, you look good on, like, family photos. Like, when you send out that holiday card and you got 3 kids, you're flexing.
People,
you ever get a family card that's got, like, 8 kids on it? You're like, we fucking get it. You're not sending this for happy holidays.
Yeah, dude, it looks like a puddle of kids. Eyes don't know where to go, dude.
The dad's just, like, has his arms out around him, like, I fuck. And that's all I see with the Christmas cards.
I look at that, I don't see I fuck. I look at that and I see the dad going, I fucked up. I fucked up so bad, I'm so
Y'all
sorry.
Know what the condom is, yeah.
My masculinity is over.
You've got, like, a
over.
Super lonely one. It's just like a husband and wife, and then just like a cat, and you're like, there's like so much empty space around them.
Oh, dude, it's
like
so...
zoom in, crop the fucking picture.
Don't bring your
Photoshop
cat
some
this.
Christmas trees. It's just them and just standing in a wide open field. Happy holidays.
Yeah, it's like
from where? Cheyenne, Wyoming.
It looks like someone is going to die. Like,
yeah,
it looks like the
movie trailer.
Oh yeah. It looks very sad. But yeah, the 3 kids is pretty symmetrical. It looks good. But you shouldn't have 3 because you don't have patience. Okay, the next you're going to be signing. Oh, this is a good one. She goes, you're going to be signing some papers this year that are good and it's significant in your career, but you have to be careful, read all the papers that you sign.
I know.
Because you need to be more diligent in reading this shit. How did you feel about that, Trevor?
At first I was stoked because I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to get like an agent or like a movie deal.
Word.
And then it's going to be like, oh yeah, you signed a movie deal to be in Fast and Furious numbers 9 through 47. You didn't read the fine print. So I feel like I'm going to get a giant ass deal this year and then not read the fine print and then have to like be and then like some rom-com for 48 sequels of it.
I mean, or in a very negative spin, you're going to sign off for the next Batman and then you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm gonna be Robin, and they go yeah, and then you sign the paper in the very very bottom in like number like 0.08 times Roman font. It says you ain't gonna get no money, and then you do the whole movie and you go, hey, where's my money? And they go, hey, fuck you.
Right.
Fuck you. Yeah
so just
read
the papers. A lot, yeah
Exactly. Read the papers.
I'll read the paper, but I'm excited about that. Somebody I did another executive reading. They also said I was going to be signing something this year. So
hold on,
agents
this,
out there.
This is not your first one?
I did some other thing. I did a show in Texas, and this guy.
Oh, I did a show.
When I was out there with Daniel and Jack, some guy came up.
Shout out
like,
to Daniel Weingarten and
Jack Jr.
Jack Jr.
Very funny comedians. But this guy came up. He's like, yeah, I love your energy, this and that. And his whole thing.
Oh, he was trying to fuck for sure.
Yeah, but he was also with his wife, so.
He was still trying to fuck
for
sure.
They were trying to fuck for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
But he was doing this thing about like numbers, and he's like, oh, your numbers add up. And he took out like my, when I was born and my sign, and he did the hand thing. And he said I was going to be signing. He did a whole bunch of shit. And it was really positive too, but he said I was going to be signing something. So any agent watching this, is it you? Is it somebody else?
It might
What's
be.
Up?
You'll be
Maybe
lucky.
I'm signing like a new lease or a receipt. Who knows?
Yeah, it's like you're literally just signing like a credit card receipt for like right. the Chinese food that we just had.
Who knows, man? I'm just going to be like the last day of 2019. And I'm just signing something miserable. Like, is this it?
Yeah.
This is I'm signing my name in the sand at Malibu Beach. Yeah. This is the big thing. Okay,
you're just signing a receipt and you didn't read that it already has the gratuity and that's what she meant. And you're like, that's it? Esmeralda?
I would be mad about that.
We didn't ask what her name was.
I think she looked like a Cindy.
All
psychics look like Cindy's. Man.
Really?
But they spell it C-I-N-D-I-E.
I can't even visualize what that
is. I just hope that spelled out Cindy. I just said a bunch of letters. What else? All right.
So she said September and October, you're going to find a relationship or love.
Damn.
So shout out to all the ladies. You have to hit up Trevor around September
or
October.
Don't DM me now.
No, DM him. Fill his
Plant
DM.
The seed. That way, September, October, the tree is ready to blossom.
How do you feel about that?
I'm pretty stoked.
Are you ready for a relationship?
Yeah. Because
really?
But I feel like September, October is a good time to get cuffed up. You know, it's that feeling, right? It's all warm, you know?
Yeah, it's just about to get cold. Yeah, yeah. Or cold-ish for LA. Yeah.
It's a good time to be in a relationship. And you're coming off the summer. You're like, August, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Dude, summertime.
I was swiping right this and that, all over the place. I was fucking bats, you know, because bat blood be better for
dude,
you and
bat
shit.
Bat blood makes bat you blood. A licking, dude.
You know, and I was just trying to figure out if they're standing up, are they upside down? You know, that's why I was sleeping with the bats and whatnot, trying to get inside school. But September, October is a good time to get wiped up. So I'm here for that. So ladies watching.
All right.
Plant the seed.
Okay. So far we're like 3 for 3. Like
I was really happy with everything she said.
Okay. So the next one says, don't worry about love. Just follow your career.
That's a big one. I believe that 100% because
all right, but everything conflates in this goddamn thing. September, October, you're going to find a relationship or love. And then the next thing she said is don't worry about love. Just follow your career.
Yeah. I think
this is when shit for me started to fall apart a little bit.
Yeah.
Because like, it sounded like, and I'm very glass half empty type of dude, especially with this type of stuff. Yeah. I actually believe in it a lot, but I'm also
very skeptical about it.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, maybe I just work my ass off till September, October, fall in love, have 3 kids, and put out a Christmas card.
But not 3, though, dude. Please have 2 because you don't have the patience for 3. We know that about you.
I don't have
you
the
do
patience.
Not have the patience for 3, Trevor.
Right.
Jesus.
Just imagine just yelling at your last child. I was good until you popped out.
I have no fucking patience for
my
you.
My hairline is receding by the centimeter.
Look at you're not even you're still connected to the
to
the extension
fucked up thing
cord.
To say to a kid at the extension cord. We should have left you tied up to the extension cord. Somebody walking by is like, were you hanging your child? No, because women have extension. I'm gonna walk back inside. I'm sorry, this apartment is so small.
Okay, next one. You're going to this is a good one. You're gonna live to 82 or 86.
You got in your 80s, you're chilling, dude. 80s is like coasting. That's just riding the wave until it just flatlines, you know.
Yeah, dude, you don't need to go any more than like 86. I think 86 is where you tap out and if you're still going, you just swallow a rifle and it's over. You don't want to go.
You think a rifle, bro? You could swallow a multivitamin dry, and that'll take you out of 86.
Flintstone vitamin,
dude.
Done.
Vitamins, those things are dry. You get one of those a little bit with not enough water, you're out. 86, done. Like if she would have been like, you'll live to like 97. I'd be like, so what do we got to do to subtract some of that? How do we bump this down a little bit?
Yeah, dude. You don't want to live
82,
past 86.
86. That's solid. I was happy with that,
dude. That's when your like mobility starts to go, and you're like, dude, I have trouble getting off the couch so I can go to the bathroom that I can barely. I don't want to.
Well, I'm throwing on adult diapers 62. I'm throwing them on 62.
Early, bro.
Is it
62?
But you're not fucking at 62, are you?
Fucking and adult diapers have nothing to do with each other.
But that's the only thing you're worried about is your wife being like, oh, look at this slob on the couch.
Nah, dude, I'm starting to question if you've ever had sex before.
Yeah, but at 62, if you look over and you see your husband in an adult diaper, actually, that's a terrible.
It's not about fucking. It's about like adult diapers. It's like when you like. shit dribbles out, or like you can't get up off the couch, you just gotta let shit go.
Yeah. Maybe 62 is a little early. Maybe 72 for sure.
Dude, yeah.
70s, you can get away with anything. 70-year-olds just throw out the wildest cat calls. You know, 70-year-olds and construction workers are actually the same people.
They are the same people.
Yeah, they just change the octaves a little bit. Instead of, hey, yo, mama, it's, hey, how's it going, sweetie pie? And then they put a hand on a bosom. Because they still call titties bosoms.
Dude, you can say, if you're above 75,
yeah,
you can go in and... It's, oh, he's just 75. He doesn't know world.
You can get away with it at 73 sometimes, you know, dude, if you look older.
George Bush Sr., the one that just passed away, RIP, or if you don't like him, not RIP, whatever. I don't really have a stance. But he used to be like real weird. With
a
women.
President being weird? Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know? Yeah, dude, presidents are weird.
Dang, dude. Old presidents just be horny as fuck, I feel like.
Dude, Bill Clinton has fucked more women than I've seen with my own eyes in my life.
Bill Clinton.
All right, next one. This is okay. 1 second you're one energy, the next second you're the other energy. Your energy changes pretty drastically around certain people. How do you feel, Trevor Wallace?
Bipolar. Is that good? Bet. I feel that. It makes sense. Because some people, if I genuinely like you, I'll be like talking and whatnot, but like, I shut down. If I'm by myself, I shut down quick. I just be like, this isn't my place to be. And then I just get on my phone.
I'm very much like that.
And if my phone is dead, I'm like, well, I'm going home.
This is why, what I'm about to say, I feel like this is why I said in the beginning, like I'm kind of maybe like part Wiccan or whatever I was trying to say, like I'm part like mystic dude, whatever, is because when I feel like I can feel energy of like I can take the temperature of the room like pretty easily, so I can walk into a room and if I can feel like the negativity, I have to walk out because I feel like I take it on in some capacity.
Then it's hard to change it. It's hard to look through that, dude. And be like, you know what, let's turn this into a positive experience. Like, it's also,
you've walked into a green room before, like at a comic club, and you walk in and
nobody's talking.
Yeah, and you walk in and you're like, ugh, dude, everyone's like super nervous, everyone's like angry, it's like all that shit, and you go, I need to leave because I'm gonna take on this energy and then I'm gonna go on stage with that type of shit, and I'm gonna yell at the crowd for no reason.
So we have that in common. Wrap up mine and then we'll get to yours.
Let's see. Is there any other important shit? Oh, this is so you're very good at making money, but you're not good at saving it. So she wants you to invest.
Yeah. Bitcoin, baby. I felt like that was where things weren't for me because I was like, I'm actually really good at saving money.
Yeah.
I mean, I am stingy. Dude,
yeah, bro. There was a couple things on my end. First of all, she was speeding through both of ours. She sounded like she was reading a script.
Right.
So when I was, because you went first, I was listening to yours, I was like, yo, she's talking way quick than if you were like picking it up off the palm. You're trying to interpret.
Yeah, at least play with it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like give me a couple,
a little bit.
You know, something, kind of like rub your eyes or do a little eye rolls. Something
like tweet, 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 tweet or something.
Yeah. What if she did that?
I would be so happy. But yeah, so dude, she opened with mine and I was like, oh, I don't agree with this.
Yeah.
She said I was in a transition mode in my career.
Do you feel like you're transitioning? Maybe you're transitioning in real life.
What am I becoming?
What, you good down there, bro?
Am I what?
You good down there? Are you switching up on us?
Are you talking about my pee-pee?
Did you get an extension cord?
Yo, I think so. What if I just changed?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You could, dude. 2019,
I don't care,
bro. This is the same thing as being like, I got a new job. Like, hey, congrats.
Yeah, bro. If I woke up and I was like, yo, I feel like a woman, dude. Everything's. I just chop it off.
You never woke up and felt like that?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to hide my feelings.
Oh yeah, bro. I know, dude. I wake up sometimes and I'm just like, I feel like a bad bitch. And then I'm like, what did I just say? And then I just go drink a protein shake and punch the wall. And I'm like, back to normal.
Back to normal. Eggo waffles.
Back to normal.
Where's the gym?
Yeah.
But no, I actually do feel like this was the first one was I was a little on board. I was in a transition mode of my career. And I do feel like that, you know, came from New York to LA to, you know, try to sort of accomplish like the whole like,
right,
you know,
right.
directing, writing thing. So like, yeah, I'm in a little transition. Okay. So the next one is I'm stubborn and hard-headed. Don't listen to a lot of people. I feel like the people that I trust, I listen to. So I wasn't really on board.
But do you not trust a lot of people, though?
I guess I don't. I don't trust a lot of people's opinions. But when I trust your opinion, but I feel like I've surrounded myself with a lot of people that I do trust their opinion. So, like, I don't really fuck with people that I don't trust. So,
gotcha.
Like, that doesn't really interact with my everyday life. So this is the one I was like, I guess I'm stubborn, but I'm not actively stubborn because I don't surround myself with people I don't fuck
right.
with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
She said, I'm an old soul, which I feel like is not right. I feel like I'm a fucking kid.
Yeah.
So I don't really feel the old soulness. It says, which gets me into trouble because I don't listen to anyone else. I tend to listen to other people more than I listen to myself. So she started off and I was like, I don't believe anything you say,
bro,
gypsy lady.
What fucking made me almost die laughing is when she told you, you need to get your social media. Bro, she's straight up, you'll listen to this earlier. She was straight up was like, yeah, you need to be better on social media. I never thought I'd hear the day where a psychic says the word Snapchat or Instagram. She's like, you need to get your fucking numbers up. I was in the back like, is she throwing shade right now?
You know what's so funny?
Like, did she run inside and look up your numbers and be like, 4K on Instagram?
Buddy.
Fucking pussy, dude. my fucking two-year-old son has a better following than you.
Oh, I'm sure he does, dude. My following is fucking pitiful. But
dude,
yeah, she was talking shit. She was like, yeah, you need to really focus on your brand. You need to get your... she said, YouTube and Instagram, you need to get your numbers up. You need to focus on your brand. I was like, are you my agent, you fucking asshole?
No, that's what I'm saying. It was like oddly specific. Like, as we walked away, she Googled us somehow and then was like, yeah, you know what? I'm a fucking stick it to the man here. Get your goddamn YouTube subs up.
I felt bad. I literally felt bad.
It's just a weird note to give somebody. You're like over here like, how long am I going to live? Am I going to find love? And she's like, get verified, you bitch. And okay, all right.
Okay, cool.
I just never thought like that would be real advice.
It wasn't probably in like 1999.
Right. Because
it's like so real.
But it's so weird. Like if I was sitting next to you in the car and I was like, yo, get your numbers up. You'd be like, okay, sure. Well, yeah, right. Yeah, maybe. And then somebody who gets paid for this does it and you're like, now I'm mad, bitch. I'm trying to get my numbers up.
Yeah, what do you think I'm doing? Just sitting on the fucking couch reading palms like you? I hated her.
You should have been like, bitch, what's your numbers at?
And then she was like 120.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, all right, never mind.
She said I was going to live to 94 years old, so I'm going to kill myself before that.
When are you offing it? 88?
Nah, dude. I'm talking about 85 is the 85 is
because,
the time.
Because then you got 10 solid years of hitting on your girls. 75 to 85, got that 10 years,
dude,
of misogyny?
10 years
in a wheelchair? Ugh.
10 years of okay misogyny. It's like okayed by the public. And then I'm going to swallow 78 Oxycontins on my birthday. And then I'm just going to sit in a warm bath and just pass away like a fucking gangster.
That sounds pretty good. Warm bath.
She said, don't drink. I don't drink, so that a lot of the stuff she's like, don't drink. I go, yeah, I don't drink. So what are you talking about? I'm meant to travel the world. Okay, whatever. All this shit she's like read on a fortune cookie. I was like, what did I pay you? $10 to just read fortune cookies to
pretty
me? She said, meant to give orders, not take them. Once she said that, I was like, yeah. Anytime she said anything positive that made sense
right.
to me.
Right, same thing.
Yeah, I completely put aside all the shit that didn't make any sense. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Because here's the thing. If we would have left there and we didn't agree with her, man, that $10 bullshit, she didn't know anything. But I walked out of there like, yeah, maybe I am going to sign something this year.
Dude, she said some
anything
really
positive. I was like, I love you. And then she's like, well, I don't know. You're kind of like, she said one thing and I was like, who is this bitch?
This unqualified.
Yeah, you don't know me. You don't know me in my palms.
Yeah, so I was fine with a bunch of other shit, whatever. The other shit I didn't fucking agree with. You know, be careful who you're helping. Take care of the right people. My career has a lot of positivity around it. Really going to explode in the next 2 years. And as soon as she said that, I was like, all right, stop there. That's all I'm taking from. You're a fucking genius. I love you.
And then when we were walking out, I don't know if she heard, heard her, what she yelled out. She said, you're gonna get Alzheimer's in 4 months. And
she said that to me.
You probably don't already remember because you already have it,
dude. Who are you?
That's a great question. I am actually a construction worker in New York who's 75. What was that? Everything she said with you?
That's pretty much. I mean, it's just a lot of. Let's see. You're meant to be successful. You like money, and money likes you. So don't worry about money. She essentially told me
that's a Tumblr quote for sure. Yeah, that's a quote every entrepreneur has above their neck.
She essentially looked at me. She's like, "You're a Jew." I go, "Yeah."
Well, that's why I didn't even. When she said, "I'm not good at saving money," I was like, "It's in my blood to save money."
Yeah, you said you
I
look
will
at this
keep
nose.
13 cents at a gas station. Okay,
I just put money in the nose.
I was like, don't even read my palms. Read the nose. She should have said that, and I should just turn my head. Like, what about now? She's like, "Oh, you're fucking good. You are well invested. You have a college fund for kids you don't even want to have."
She goes, "Do you read palms? Jesus."
Oh, I know. I would love to see somebody freak out. Well, let me see your palms then.
I would love.
And
to
then you turn them over and they're just both horns and you're like, oh fuck,
how did I not
I've unlocked it.
I did not see that before. They're just two bats upside down.
Oh
Jesus.
Dude, are they upside down or are they standing up?
Who knows, dude?
Damn,
that was good, man. That was really good, dude.
I was gonna say, if we didn't have anything else to plug, we should end it right there, but
we do.
So now, yeah, like you said, we are on Apple Podcasts, so make sure to stream it on there. But you do get the video watching it on YouTube. So if you are watching on YouTube, thank you for watching it on YouTube.
Yep.
We upload a 3 to 4 minute vlog every time. And this one is pretty good. We got some footage from the event in Venice Beach. So it's pretty amusing. Other than that.
And we got our chakras aligned.
We didn't get to talk about.
Which we didn't talk about because we're running out of time. But we got our chakras aligned. If you want to check it out, it'll be on the vlog. So we'll throw on
the chakras. We got magical as fuck today. I think.
Honestly, bro, we can talk about the chakras the next one. I think we can talk about the chakras. Exactly.
And the reason I will find love in September and October is because I got my chakras aligned. And when a girl's like, "What do you do for work?" I'll be like, "That doesn't matter, Darlene. I have my chakras aligned."
They're aligned.
Yeah, they're aligned. You know?
Have you ever seen a ruler?
Yeah.
They're aligned like that, Darlene.
Oh, yeah. They're aligned. So pretty excited. I'm pretty aligned right now. Going to a show after this. So hopefully my chakras resonate with the audience. And if they don't, they're fucking wrong.
You said resonate, which I'm totally fine with.
Is that not it?
It's I can't even say the word.
Oh,
resonate.
Yeah? Extension cord?
Resonate. Are we fighting right now?
Oh,
that's what she said, dude. That's the last thing she said. She goes, "You need to fire your podcast."
Yeah, I think that is. I've said the tour dates I got coming up, but I'm going to be at UCSB February 2nd, opening for Jessie Mae Peluso. Do you know her?
Yeah, dude. She's so dope.
Yeah, she's opening for her at UCSB on the 2nd. Then I'm going to be at Cal Poly on February 20th. And then Chicago on March 4th and D.C. February 28th. And Miami, late March. So stay tuned for that. 23rd, 22nd.
I'll be at LSU on the 30th.
Oh shit!
Come
like
check it out.
LSU.
Yeah, if you're in the area, you guys can definitely come out. Hit me up on Instagram. I'll get you some tickets, even if you don't go to the school. And then let's see. I have the next one's kind of deep, but March 14th, I'm doing Penn State. So if you're in that area, definitely hit me up. I can get you some tickets. So definitely do that.
But also while you're out there, don't drink, like the psychic said.
Oh, I
dude,
will
don't
not.
Drink.
I won't drink.
Hey, when you what go to Penn State, don't drink.
Hey.
LSU?
What?
Don't drink.
Where else?
Where else you got colleges?
Nowhere, bro.
Hey, when you go to nowhere?
Yeah.
Don't drink.
When I go home, guess what?
Don't drink.
Don't drink.
When you go to a bar?
Guess what?
Drink.
Fuck yeah.
You just show up hammered and be like, "I'm here, bitch. I did what you done told me not to."
And then I just turn into a bat. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anyways, tweet us if you know how bats stand up. Other than that, that's been episode 3.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching.
Hold on. One more thing. I'm so sorry. Definitely hit us up and let us know what you guys want us to do for future episodes. So, you know, you guys can be a little bit of producer and get involved. And we would love to do the things that you want us to do.
StiffSockspod@gmail.com. Don't send us some bullshit like, I don't even know what's a bullshit thing to do.
Just go get your nails done and see what it's like.
Actually, we might do that.
I would love to do that, bro.
Go get our nails done.
What's the email? Say the email.
StiffSockspod@gmail.com.
StiffSockPod@email. Let us
Gmail.
At Gmail.
Hotmail.
StiffSockPod@AOL.com.
Smoke signal us. I will smell it and be like, oh, they want us to do that.
Oh.
They want us to make pasta in Malibu. All right.
Anyways,
that's episode 3. Thanks for watching, Bat Gang. And one more thing.
Yeah.
Fuck I had
dude.
To do
just
it. Just a flex.
Shit
just a flex,
face,
dude. Just a flex.
Tweet.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.